Now it's time to play the game where we invite distinguished guests to come on our show and answer questions about obscure things. We call it Not My Job. And in Washington, D.C., guests do not come any more distinguished than our guest this week. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the mayor of the District of Columbia, the Honorable Anthony Williams. Welcome to Wait, Wait, No Way. So, it's great to have you. It's an exciting time for you. You can see from here the end of your successful second term of two terms in office.
I know. The last time I got applause like this, I was announcing my retirement.
There you are. Now, you're not running again, so I think it's time to ask this question. Given the history of Washington, D.C., it only got home rule in 1974, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are still many restrictions on what you can actually do, the government, for the people here. It's under the control of the federal government. So many decisions are made by these irritable guys up on Capitol Hill who don't even live here.
It's a very, very confused state because you've got, the state of Nebraska, we're kind of the state of confusion in some ways.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got all these cross currents and different demands. You know, you've got Republicans controlling the Congress and the White House. You've got an overwhelmingly Democratic city.
Yeah.
On top of that, you have a situation where you don't have any vote in Congress. You've got restrictions on your taxing power, restrictions on your legislative power, restrictions on your budget autonomy. So it's kind of like running a high hurdles with one leg tied behind you. You know what I mean? It's very,
right.
Very difficult. It's somewhat awkward. You know, and people, you know, you're criticized from both sides because you're not you're not satisfying any one group. You know, when you're mayor, it's like being maitre d' in a restaurant. You've got to keep all these people happy. Nobody likes your table. Nobody likes your food. The food's not, you know, I mean, that's kind of the job.
And somebody slips you $20 and you go to jail, for God's sakes.
Yeah. And you definitely don't take tips, you know?
Absolutely. You've learned that. You actually, you were a very successful first term. You had a little bit of difficulty getting reelected because of the difficulty with your petition, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I was a president of a group called National League of Cities, and I went all over the country speaking about voting rights in Washington, the success we've had in Washington in so many different ways. But then when everybody got all excited about all my accomplishments, and I said, before you think I've done everything right, imagine what it would be like. I mean, talk about want to get away. Imagine it's your birthday, July 28th, you wake up in the morning, you've raised $3 million, you are running unopposed, and somehow or another you have managed not to get yourself on the ballot. That is very, very difficult.
Hold it. Wait a minute. You walk up in the morning, you had $3 million and no opponent, and this is a problem? I'm thinking Tahiti at that point.
Yeah. Well, it turns out there was some difficulty, of course, in some of the people who had been hired to gather signatures for you to get in the ballot. I think apparently Robin Hood didn't really live in the district.
That's for damn sure.
I think it was just...
Robin Hood was not on the petition. We did have Martha Stewart, Donald Rumsfeld, Elliot Ness, but not Robin Hood.
I think it just speaks to the breadth of your support, Mayor Williams. I don't know what the problem
Mayor,
was.
Mayor, I've spent most of my life in Massachusetts. This is no hindrance to getting elected
exactly.
there. Come to the Commonwealth!
Well, you know what people always say is, I want to die in Chicago so I can remain politically active. So.
Yeah. I got to ask you about this. I don't know if you're going to think of it when all is said and done as your finest achievement as mayor, but I think many people will say it's the fact that you brought baseball back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, people say you're walking around with this hat all the time, and I'm saying, you know what, we're in this thing for $611 million. You're damn right I'm wearing that hat.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I've never seen a $600 million baseball hat before.
This is a very expensive, this is an expensive baseball cap.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it important that the team actually win?
Yes and no. Look at our Redskins. Our Redskins are in... The Redskins... Washington Redskins are the most successful franchise in football from a financial, economic point of view, and they certainly don't always win.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in Chicago with the Cubs, we've actually made a real...
Hey, that's an example, too.
I know. A really profitable mediocrity.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Yeah, and in Boston, we won the World Series in 2004. It's gone straight to hell.
I know. Yeah. Well, Mayor Anthony Williams, we are delighted to have you with us. Now, we have asked you here.
You know, I got to say this. You know, I've listened to NPR all these years. You know, in a weird way, I am so honored to be on the same stage with Carl Kasell, to finally meet him.
Thank you.
And Carl, when do you get up in the morning? Jesus.
You want to know? I'm up at 1 o'clock.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. So just stay up all day. Oh.
He's crazy.
Good.
Mayor Anthony Williams, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game. We're calling...
You are Serdar Saparmurat Turkmenbashi the Great, leader of all Turkmen.
Now... In this
don't
game,
mess
of course,
with my nukes. Leave my nukes alone. Okay.
In this game, we ask our guests about things they don't know anything about. So, seeing as you're the mayor of Washington, D.C., we figured we'd ask you questions about having real power. Not his fault.
We ever had an audience that hissed before? This is great.
Oh, no. So we take you to Turkmenistan, led since its independence from the old Soviet Union by Saparmurat Niyazov, a former Communist Party hack who now calls himself Turkmenbashi, father of all the Turkmen. We're going to ask you three questions about the man whose gold statue in the center of town always turns to face the sun. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Kasell's voice on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Mayor Williams playing for?
Peter, the mayor is playing for Catherine Dick of Ashton, Maryland.
All right. Here's your first question. Like Stalin before him, Turkmenbashi likes to name things after himself, but he didn't just settle for a town. He gave his own name to which of these? A, the direction left, as in take a ride on Elm and then a Turkmenbashi on Main. B, the month of January, as in my car payment is due on the 12th of Turkmenbashi. Or C, God, as in, oh, my Turkmenbashi, I dropped that on my foot.
If one of these is true.
I believe it would. Most dictators usually name the calendar after themselves. So I would say B.
You say B, January.
B. Yeah.
You're right, sir.
Hey. Wow.
The month of January in Turkmenistan is now known as Turkmenbashi. And April showers are now Gurban Solte Ece showers because he named that month after his mother.
When the Turkmenistan Times criticizes him, is it Turkmenbashi bashing?
I don't think that ever happens, Charlie.
But it probably happens once, I would think. Yeah, Everyone gets one crack at it.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Of course, like anybody would, Turkmenbashi likes himself some holidays. In fact, he's instituted one new holiday just to celebrate one of his personal enthusiasms. Is it A, the Turkmen Melon Holiday, to celebrate his favorite fruit? B, the National Turkmenistan Day of Croquet. Or C, the National Turkmen Salute to David Hasselhoff.
No, I would say it's A, his favorite fruit.
You're right again.
Hey.
Seem to have an odd connection to the way these dictators think. I mean,
you know, when you're a mayor, you kind of lean toward the one branch of government approach.
I guess so. This national
I'm just melody. Kidding. I'm just kidding. I like the three branches. No,
when you're president, you sort of do that too, actually.
It's National Melon Day. He really loves melons. Under his rule, Turkmenistan also celebrates something called the Drop of Water is a Grain of Gold holiday on April 6th. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Gurban Solte Ece 6th. If you get this one right, you'll go perfect, which is impressive. Last question, Turkmenbashi likes to make rules for the betterment of his nation. Like which of these? A, news anchors cannot wear makeup, so it's easier to tell the men from the women. B, all men must wear black-brimmed hats so they have something to tip at passing ladies. Or C, pogo sticks are banned throughout the country because they make him queasy.
I would go with the... Turkmenistan's probably Islamic country, right? So I would go with it. The B, you got to tip your hat.
You got to tip your hat, you think?
Yeah, would that be B?
That would be polite. That would be B. Is that your choice?
B. Yeah, B, I'd say B.
No, it was A. News anchors can't wear makeup.
Oh,
man.
Apparently one night the father of all Turkmen thought a female anchor was a man, or vice versa, became perturbed, and let it be known throughout the land that
there goes Britt Hume's vacation home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Carl, how did Mayor Williams do in our quiz?
The mayor did well, Peter. He had two correct answers, so he wins our prize for Catherine Dick. Congratulations.
Well done. Congratulations. Going to ask you to compare bringing baseball to Washington, winning this game, which is better?
Oh, man. I mean, winning this game is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm a politician. I mean, of course I'm going to say this is the greatest thing that ever happened. It's like someone on a show yesterday asked me, they were talking to me about Africa, and they were saying, what's your favorite country? I'm saying, well, I'm a politician. I never say what my favorite country is. People will ask me, what's your favorite restaurant in Washington? A politician's never going to say their favorite restaurant. They're going to say, oh, all the restaurants are great. I love all my restaurants, you know.
Right.
Right. So this is my favorite show. I've always loved this show.
And I just got to say, Mayor Williams.
You can't listen to us. Don't listen to us.
You're my favorite guest ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Anthony Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The mayor of the District of Columbia. Thank you so much for that.
Thank
Great
you,
to have you.